After 9 weeks of testimony from 85 witnesses, the case against Ohio Congressman James Traficant went to a federal jury in Cleveland today. The nine-term Democrat from Youngstown, Ohio, is charged with taking kickbacks from his staff and gifts from businessmen in exchange for political help. Although not a lawyer, Traficant has defended himself in this case, so today both he and Assistant U.S. Attorney Craig Morford gave closing arguments. Reporter Janet Babin has been covering the trial. And Janet, first, how did the two sides sum up their cases?
Each side got 90 minutes to tell their closing arguments to the jury. And Assistant U.S. Attorney Morford basically told jurors that Congressman Traficant used his congressional office for personal profit, that there was a pattern of abuse over a period of years. Congressman Traficant, meanwhile, he tried to concentrate on what he calls the government's lack of physical evidence. And here, many court watchers said that he was pretty effective. He said that the government has no fingerprints, even though they've got boxes and boxes of evidence from him, and that there are no tapes, and he was never put on a wire, no evidence that he's guilty through talking to colleagues. He also tried to use his government vendetta defense, and this is something he's been trying to use from the beginning. He claims that the government has a vendetta against him because in 1983, he was acquitted of similar federal charges. And it was the same prosecutor back then, Assistant U.S. Attorney Craig Morford, who is prosecuting him today in this case.
What is the core of the government's case of bribery against Traficant now?
Well, it is a rather complicated case. There are 10 counts, and many attorneys who are watching the case say that this is really the challenge for the congressman. There are just so many charges there that it's going to be difficult, if not impossible, for a jury to find him not guilty of so many counts. I'll go over them with you. The main counts are federal bribery and illegal gratuities, that's sort of accepting things of value or accepting work or favors in exchange for his political influence. And then the big one, count five, is that he received kickbacks from his congressional staff members. He's also accused of obstruction of justice, and he's accused of filing false tax returns for 1998 and 1999. And then count 10 is a RICO violation, which is sort of an umbrella count, which really encompasses all of the counts that come before it.
This is a federal trial, so there haven't been any cameras in the courtroom, but I gather from what you and other reporters have described about what's gone on in there, Traficant's defense of himself has been quite a spectacle.
Well, he certainly has had frequent outbursts in front of jurors and in front of the judge and in front of prosecutors. And even today, during his closing arguments, he still did not stop. He asked U.S. District Judge Leslie Wells how much time he had left. And when she responded, he said, "Now, don't take any more of my time. You didn't interrupt Mr. Morford during his closing arguments," to which the judge responded he didn't ask how much time he had left. So his outbursts are continuing even up to the end. Although the congressman has a way of apologizing, which he did again today during closing arguments, he apologized to Judge Wells, and he also told jurors that if he offended them in any way, that he's sorry, and he reiterated he's not an attorney but the son of a truck driver, and that he does have a problem with Judge Wells, but it has to do with evidence and that it's not anything personal. So there's kind of this odd behavior where he becomes very agitated and angry, and yet at the same time, he'll apologize for his actions.
Janet, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Reporter Janet Babin of member station WCPN in Cleveland.